Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and welcome to Name It Right. This is the course that teaches you how to name your business or name your products, or if you've got a name that needs renaming, to rename your business. This is a very unusual skill. It's possibly the most unusual skill in all of business. And the reason I say that is because every other skill you get to do a lot of. You get a lot of practice, and you can improve over time. For instance, if you're looking at the skill of selling, one-on-one selling, either live or on the telephone. You do one, you learn from the experience, you do another one, you get a little bit better, and as time goes on, you get better and better and better with it. Same thing with copywriting. You write a letter, you put it out, you see the response, you tweak it a little bit, you change the headline, you change the offer. There's all kinds of things you can do over time to make the thing better. Same thing with managing people or operating a business or doing record keeping or any one of the 1,001 tasks that you need to do as a business owner. It doesn't work that way with naming your company. You only get to do it once. Now, you can change the name of a company or a product, but it's something that you really don't want to have to do. And we'll have a whole section on how to do that properly. But really, you don't want to do it. This skill is more like being a police sniper, believe it or not, than anything else that I can think of. If you're a military sniper, you're pretty much working every day. But if you're a police sniper, you may only take one shot in your entire career. You're training every day, hopefully. You're showing up every day. You probably are given other duties. But that time that you have to do this thing, you really only do once or twice in a career. And that's why it's so hard. And that's why nobody ever teaches it, because it's hard to do and it's hard to teach. The bad news is if you get it wrong, you are going to be saddled with a problem that never goes away. And depending on how wrong you get it, it can be anywhere from an annoyance to a business-destroying problem. The good news is, however, if you get it right, you've got an asset. You've got a real asset that will help your business. It will add power to it. It'll add power to your communications, make all your sales letters better, make all your offers better, make all your interactions with clients and prospects better, make your interactions with investors better if you're looking for investors. So it's a strange thing. You only do it once. You sort of set it and forget it. The good news is you only have to do it once, and then you don't have to worry about it again. The bad news is you got to get it right. Now, naming something is a highly creative task, which means you don't have to wait to complete the course to come up with a winning name. It's possible the winning name will pop into your head in the next minute, or in the next 5 minutes, or in the next 20 minutes, or it will come to you tonight, or tomorrow morning. So, yes, we've created a lot of material for you, and it's all grist for the mill, you know, things to put into your head to help you come up with the best name possible for your business or product. But if you get the product, if you get the result quickly, doesn't matter whether you only get 5 minutes worth of the course or 5 hours worth of the course. So we're focusing on an outcome. We're not focusing on you starting at point A and working all the way to point Z. So keep these things in mind as you're working on this. It's, again, a really, really unusual skill, one that a lot of people never master, but something that you absolutely do want to master.